I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're doing a Zoom video chat and here pops in a Joe Bro, Annie. How would you react if a Joe Bro popped into your Zoom chat, right?
Dan, you played it. I would just be hoping that I had at least a smidge of makeup on so they didn't think that I was a sloth from the Goonies. I don't know.
Stop it. Like, hey, who gave you our password, dude? That's
who are
do
you?
Do I know you? Heather Devine is a dear, dear friend of the show. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, boo.
Oh, I miss you.
Miss you so much.
I miss you guys.
So this happened to you the other day. I saw the screen grab. You're on a Zoom chat, and in pops one of the Joe Bros. So what was the Zoom chat about?
So the day before, they tweeted and said they were going to, like, just randomly crash fan Zooms because of their documentary that came out for, like, a little watch party. So my friends and I were like, let's just do a Zoom. Let's get ready. And, like, it's not going to happen, but it might happen. So let's just do it.
And now, the friends you did the Zoom with were, like, people you met from, like, all over the country from Jonas Brothers shows, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, for context, how many shows did you see the Happiness Begins tour, Heather?
I saw 23.
So you're a little bit of a fan.
Unbelievable.
Just like a little bit. I don't know how I did it either. I'm still tired from it.
I haven't done 23 of anything.
No.
I gained 23 pounds, Kennedy, in the past 4 weeks.
I don't know if I've gone to 23 concerts in my life.
So you're a diehard Joe Bros fan. They tweet out, hey, we might pop into some Zoom chats, you know, if you're doing a little watch party for the documentary. So which of the Jonas Brothers popped into your Zoom chat?
Joe.
Okay.
Who is Heather's love?
Is he the best Jonas?
He is my favorite, like 3,000% my favorite.
And how many people are in your Zoom video chat when Joe Jonas pops in?
Ours was really small. There was only 8 of us. We wanted to keep it small just in case something
happened.
Could
you recreate that moment for us of when he popped in, what it sounded like?
We actually were really, really calm until he left. So we were like,
so what does it say? Like, Joe Jonas wants to join your Zoom chat? How does that work?
So we were just like on it, whatever. And then a box popped up, like someone joined and it said Jonas team. So we were like, okay, what the heck? Like, this is weird. And it was basically just a guy saying, like, someone wants to come into your chat. Like, do we have permission to record you? So we were like, okay, yeah, sure, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we still didn't know, like, who was going to come or anything. So that guy left. And then about 5 minutes later, another box popped up. And just in, like, white letters, it said Joe Jonas. And then he came in. So
what'd you guys talk about?
Yeah, what'd you ask him?
So we were supposed to talk about the movie, and like, I don't know, since he knew my friends and I, he kept asking personal questions, and we had to like reel it. No, I know. So we had to keep like.
Since he knew my friends and I. I love it, Heather.
You're the bonus, Jonas.
Exactly. We had to just keep being like, oh yeah, we watched the movie, like blah, blah, blah. But it was so cool. I never thought something like that was going to happen.
Did you ask any questions about Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones?
No. We kept it away.
Don't care about
Heather,
that woman.
Heather doesn't talk about Joe's wife, Carson. Are you kidding me?
She is Joe's wife. That's crazy.
I just assumed she'd be in the background chugging wine and sweatpants.
Yeah,
I've seen how
she talked
quarantines.
To Meghan Trainor. Her husband, Daryl Savara, was right there. So Sophie's not there, I guess.
She got better things to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's a queen of the North. She's busy.
She knew that Heather would not be okay with it.
Yeah, he respected us a little bit and just, like, didn't bring her.
All right, so we're talking to our... Sorry, let me set it up real quick,
Kennedy.
Sure. This is Heather. Heather Devine, a dear, dear friend of the show, who was doing a Zoom video chat, and then Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers just pops in, you know, unannounced to chat with the ladies about the documentary release.
So you said once he left is when you lost it. So as soon as he pops out, then what happened?
We just all screamed and were like, like, what just happened? We recorded the whole Zoom chat. Like, Zoom has a feature you can record it. So we all watched it back after. And, like, our reaction when he left was priceless.
Oh, that's amazing.
We were just so calm when he was in it and then all lost it the second he left.
I'm so happy for you.
How many times have you watched the Zoom recording, Heather?
Oh, my God, like. Every hour.
Heather,
fantastic.
We love you.
I love you guys.
All right. Well, we hope to see you soon, okay?
Yes.
All right.
All right,
our
babe,
dear
take
friend,
care.
Heather
Watch
Devine.
Your hands.
Good friend of the show. That's pretty cool, though. That is pretty cool.
And it makes me so happy because she really, like, she is an OG Jonas Brothers fan. She, Heather has diabetes as well, so when Nick Jonas came out with diabetes, I feel like she just really threw herself into this band, and watching her meet them, it's
a time.
It is a time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.